Let's talk a little Ottoman boys basketball as head coach Coleman Molenix joins us here as we take a look back at the 2021-2022 season. The Wheelers finish up 9-14 overall, 6-9 in a very difficult Western Iowa Conference. And coach, appreciate your time as always, and thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate the coverage.
Coleman, you're kind of used to this. The football program has so much success down there that in a way, it delays the start for you guys because of their runs to the dome, and you're very proud of that and very happy for the kids. But I thought you guys played well this year, even with that little bit of a delayed start for you guys, getting everybody kind of focused on basketball.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that because that has pretty much been par for the course since I've been here. We've been to the dome twice and potential to go every single year, maybe make it the game before. And yeah, every time we know it's great. It's great for our community. It's great for the kids. That's one thing I've loved about teaching high school this year. So I do have a new position is I just spend so much more time with the kids and I'm more invested in them than I am always trying to be the biggest Wheeler fan all sports, and it's impossible to not root for them and that season to go as long as possible and see them keep winning. But yeah, it is, and it is, I don't know, good, bad, or otherwise. I mean, it is what it is. We pick up basketball when we get the kids, and we're always excited to get to work and kind of see how we can go. But you know, I'm not necessarily going to – I'd never make an excuse of like a late start, but one thing that I would take pride in is I feel like we progressed very well throughout the year. I do feel like we improved as the year went on.
What were the areas you felt like this team grew? Because I agree with you. I say every year that I think you get the most out of the group that you can by the time the season's over every year.
I appreciate that, so thank you, you saying that. I try to put an emphasis on skill development. I think that the structure of 1A basketball, these players, the people in our gym, a perfect example is like Gavin Smith. And Gavin will be the first one to tell you this. Gavin doesn't play a ton of basketball, right? He plays every single sport. He's a great athlete at every single sport. Braden Wessel, same boat. And they don't – these are not kids who were – grew up in a gym. I mean, Gavin was mostly wrestling until high school. I mean, there weren't kids that grew up in a gym shooting 500 shots on a shooting machine for however many, however frequently. So skill development is so important, and just continuing to try to get better. And I think like where we improved, I just think about our Avoca game, and I guess I'll take the most pride. I mean, we ended up losing by 26 in that game, but we were ahead of them first quarter. We were down by 5 at halftime. And the time before that, that was our last game of the year. The time before that, we lost by 50. We lost by 54 points. That's a lot of points to lose by. They're a really good team. But I just feel like there's a lot of improvement. And if you watch the game, it was not improvement from a game planning perspective, right? I think about there's a lot of times, there's a lot of good coaches who there'll be like a specific game plan. Maybe it's a box and one or something to take away a good player. Where me, I can watch a game and be like, I'll give a lot of credit to that coach for a specific game plan there. Okay, well, us, second time against Avoca, that is our guys being better basketball players. That has nothing to do with me. Like, at least nothing to do with a game plan on paper. So, like, what areas do we feel like we improved? I just think, offensively, we're a lot more capable of scoring. Edward Miller, so much progress throughout this year. I can talk more about him later. But I do just feel like overall ability to score and continuing to value our defensive possessions and control the game a little more, that we had definitely showed some improvement later in the season there.
Coach, where did you see it? Was it after the break when you finally get those guys maybe for a week and a half during that holiday break time where you can kind of focus in on things and get the focus on to basketball and kind of smooth out some of those things? Or was it earlier or later in the season than that?
I kind of feel like it was later in the season. Like, I feel like our best games, and it, some of it just depends. Like the conference is tough, right? Like other teams got good players, and they are tough to defend and guard. And you know, we sit here, we talk about improvement. It's all great. So much of basketball is shooting, right? Like,
yep.
How many times can you look at a box score and see what each team shot from three, and you pick the winner? Like that, and that happens in high school, college, NBA. I mean, if teams, you know, go up, you could say that about us and Riverside. I mean, they shot really well that game too. But like the district game one against Riverside, we're 11 of 27 from three.
Yep.
I mean, 41% for us and making 11 of them. That makes a huge difference to the end result in a game. But you know, as I kind of go back through the year, I think Arweva was it, and that was right after Christmas. That was a unique game where we had 17 made field goals and we assisted on 16 of those. And that was an awesome game. I thought we played great. Gavin Smith had a great game. Great game. Underwood. Beating Underwood at home. I thought that was a really good win for us. Good team win. And then also I would say the Riverside game, district game, I thought we showed a lot of improvement. Good team win. And then also we lost, but playing Avoca tighter that third time, our final game, I also thought was some improvement. So I think it was – I like to think it was steady progression throughout the course of the year, and then some of the ups and downs are just the process of playing a tough schedule. So not necessarily one like turning point with our kids.
Coach, you mentioned the tough schedule. That's funny because I was just, you know, looking at your schedule while listening to you and just staring at how strong that Western Iowa Conference is, how strong your guys' non-conference schedule was as well this year. That schedule doesn't give you much what we would say a night off where you can look at it and go, yeah, that's a win. We can just show up and we'll get the win. There's not really any of that on your guys' schedule.
Oh, my gosh, none. I don't want to be disrespectful to any teams, but when I first got here, my first year, you know, I don't think much like at all about records. I just don't really care. Like I can say I take a lot of pride in saying I have no clue what my career coaching record is. I could get on Quick Stats and add it up, but I don't know it and I don't care. But our first year, the bottom of the conference, I don't think that we were like light years ahead of what we were this year. And we won 11 games that year. Well, the bottom of the conference that year, there were some teams that were not as good, right? Where you're saying, like, you look at your schedule, it's like, okay, we can probably beat these teams. I mean, the conference this year, the bottom of the conference is like IKM Manning, and they beat Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton number one, they didn't beat Exira, they beat Cam. So I think that was the 2-7 game. Maybe it was the 3-6 game. They beat Cam as the 7th seed. You know, and they move forward. It's like there's no bad teams on the schedule. and then our the non-conference as well is a lot of those better, some quality teams in the Rolling Valley, Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, Boyer Valley, Cam, teams like that. You know, we played Central Decatur. You covered us over at Wells Fargo. So the schedule this year especially, yeah, it's absolutely a grind. Like you go down the list and there's nothing free. But, you know, long term, hopefully that builds some character and we understand we got to work for it every single night.
Coach, you mentioned the Central Decatur game as well. What a special day up at Wells Fargo Arena. I think that's really unique to get regular season games there, and I hope it's something that continues and you guys and more of our area teams get to be involved in that, in the near future. But what a special day. I know I talked with you after that game and did some interviews with you guys that day, but now that the season's over, and I'm sure you've maybe reflected back a little bit on that day, but what was it like to play down there during the regular season at the Well?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a great experience for our team. It was fun to see the community down there. You know, we talked, it was really special to play Central Decatur and play Frank Howell just for our whole community because obviously the health issues that he's battling right now and his history and Audubon having won a state title on the girls' side was great. And it was a cool experience. And then also just a fun day with all of the kids and having boys and girls teams together. You know, we all took the same bus over, went out to eat and things like that after the game. So, yeah, it was a very fun day.
Coach, one guy that didn't get a chance, I think, could have helped you this year just with the physical size inside. Joey Schramm, one of those seniors, had some surgery after the football season ended. But what did you guys miss not having him this season?
Yeah, Joey, we'll watch him play football, and that's exactly what we missed is, I mean, 6'4" and physical, right? And he would have been a huge contributing factor inside, be able to defend, get rebounds, things like that. And then also scoring. I feel kind of guilty for Joey because we have worked so much more on post moves this year, every player. And the reality of that was we had Edward Miller at 6'5", who has, look at his parents. I mean, Edward could be 6'7", he could be 6'8", he could be 6'9". It's like, this is a real future advantage is scoring inside with him potentially. And we have more emphasis with interior scoring, where Joey, I would have loved to had this season where we kind of worked with that with him and see what he's capable of, but obviously didn't get that opportunity. And another thing that would have been great is if he could bang with Edward every day at practice. I mean, that would have been just what the doctor ordered for Edward progressing as a player right now, being a younger guy, sophomore competing against junior seniors. I mean, that would have been great for him to be able to, especially someone as physical as Joey. I mean, that would get you ready for anything playing against him. So it was a bummer, no doubt. But for Joey specifically, I'm really thankful that it worked out. He was able to play through football season because there were some football games he missed with his knee. And the recovery is so long. It's kind of a unique injury. I'm very happy that he was able to play at the Dome and play in the, the playoffs and everything like that. I think about the photo when Audubon beat Waco, Braden with his kick return. Manny had that final interception. He jumps into Joey's arms and Joey's holding him. It's just such a cool photo because you got Joey, the biggest guy on the team, Manny, the smallest guy. And it's just such an awesome photo. And I'm just so thankful that Joey got that experience through football season because it was not guaranteed that he was going to get to finish football season even. So bummer we didn't have him for basketball, but this is obviously bigger than just the sport that I coach. And I'm really thankful he got that experience through football because the nature with the recovery, he's not going to be able to play golf. And so I'm just thankful he got that this fall.
Coach, great group of seniors. You mentioned Gavin Smith earlier. I don't know if there's anybody that plays harder or gives more effort on a consistent basis. Undersized guy down in the post doesn't stop him from being a great rebounder, really good defender inside, scores when he gets that opportunity. And I thought this year he took steps forward as an offensive player as well. But what a special group of seniors you had this year.
Yes, no doubt. And there's so many of them. And I forget when I talk about them, so I want to list them. Gavin, Braden, Jackson Deist, Rylan Hansen, Joey Schramm, Matthew Byswinger, Don, but not forgotten, as we say, because he graduated at semester 6. I think that's everybody. I hope that's everybody. it was a special group, and it was a guys that played a lot of varsity time throughout their years. And with that, I had so much confidence as a coach that they were guys who were kind of setting a precedent on our team, the culture of how we want to play, playing hard, playing for our teammates, buying into the defensive end of the court, giving good effort. And I had so much confidence and really a sense of peace a lot of times as a coach, just knowing those were the guys on the court and we were going to take care of defense effort team every single time, every single game. We didn't obviously win every game, but if we can hold true to those principles, I know that I'll be happy at the end of the day as coaching. Yeah, they were a very great group. I'm thankful I got to coach them.
Coach, and not the cupboard not bare. Wheeler's going to be bringing back some terrific young guys. Carson Bauer, Colin Bauer, two of your top scorers. You mentioned Edward Miller. This kid, you said it, he could be special just a sophomore, but great footwork, not done growing. He can step out, shoot the three as he gets stronger, and I don't know if grows into the body as he continues to grow and get taller. Man, he's got the potential to be really good.
Yes, Edward Miller. Yeah, he does. And he made, you know, I mean this respectfully. I've said this to Edward. I've said this to his mother and father directly, so I'll say it publicly to everyone. 1 year ago, I would not have dreamed that he would have played consistent varsity minutes. He just wasn't there physically. He wasn't there talent-wise. The progress that he as an individual made in one calendar year is incredible, absolutely incredible. He grew a bunch, which was great, but if you can't put the ball in the basket, height is not that productive in the sport of basketball, right? Or he develops, I'm not just his height, I'm talking about his skill development around the year, and his ceiling is very high. Because like you said, I mean, he does have that natural advantage where he's tall, he's going to continue to grow. And if he continues to progress, he's in our strength conditioning class right now, so he has that guaranteed the rest of this semester. He's going to get 4 lifts in a week and be able to continue to build muscular strength and improve as an athlete in a lot of ways. And he's a kid that loves basketball. He plays a ton of basketball. He's going to have a ball in his hand all the time, so I'm very confident that he can continue to progress and be a really well-rounded player because he's getting more comfortable, more physical, understanding his size advantages and going inside, and he can also step out and shoot and play on the perimeter as well, which in the sport of basketball is a huge advantage.
Coach, three other guys that maybe didn't play tons of minutes but played roles for you at times this year, Dakota McCrane, also Gavin Larson and Aaron Olson.
Yeah, those guys. Definitely looking, you know, graduate a lot of seniors, so you're definitely looking for people to step up and continue to improve. And yeah, I'm confident that all those guys moving forward, they can continue to make progress and play contributing minutes.
Well, Coach, we appreciate everything you do for us. You make our job a lot of fun to be able to cover Ottoman Wheeler boys basketball. It's been a great season working with you again this year, and best of luck coming up in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate the coverage as always.
You bet. Head coach Coleman Mullenix again with the Ottoman boys basketball team.